Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
Christmas is over and the new year is ahead. What can we expect of 2022? New records on Wall Street? This is the IG Trading Talk and I'm Manuel Koch. And joining me now are Salah Idide Boumidi, he's the head of markets at IG, and the legendary Einstein of Wall Street, Peter Tuckman, from the building of the New York Stock Exchange. Guys, so good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Peter, I always like to end a year in a positive way. So what is your positive highlight of 2021?
You know, look, this has been a wild and woolly year in so many respects. You know, I kind of think with all of the challenges that we've had to end 2021 on a high note, meaning that, you know, we're hoping that we can look towards the future with some kind of a bright star, whether it's economically, whether it's related to the vaccine, the virus volatility, whether we look at the markets going forward. Let us only hope that we are able to see the challenges of 2021 in the rearview mirror and we look to the future in a positive way. That's all you can do. You can wake up in the morning every day fresh and new. It's all about perspective and it's all about the cup being half full and not half empty.
I totally agree. I really like that. And the end of the year is also always the time where we have an eye on the Santa Claus rally. I think, Salah, you brought us the chart of the week.
Yes, because we are right in the period of the Santa rally. And Santa Claus comes to Wall Street almost every year with a short and a sweet rally in the last 5 days of the year and the two first days in January. And this has been good for an average gain of almost 1.2% in the last 50 years. And this is amazing. And you can see it in the chart here. We have a bullish tendency. Santa rally is already in play. And let's see how it will go, how it will impact at the end of the year. One thing is really important. If you observe the data, when Santa doesn't come, it usually precedes a falling market or a good possibility that you can buy stocks much cheaper on a lower price later in the year. So this could be a nice indicator also for our upcoming interviews to see what will happen with Santa Claus. So let's see.
You know what, guys, I think it's important to note, and I've sort of done investigation, now that Christmas is over, we are in the last week of trading. And the Santa Claus rally, up until yesterday, I kind of thought it was that sentiment coming into the last 2 weeks of December. We've sort of often seen a bit of a push on stocks on the upside, whether it's sort of what we call window dressing into the marketplace. But it turns out historically, and I believe it was noted in 1969 by a gentleman over at Yale, who named the Santa Claus rally. It's literally the last five trading days of the year and the first trading days of January. And it, although historically over the last 50 years, it has worked more times than not, Santa Claus has showed up way more times than he has not. Over the last 6 years, he's actually only showed up twice and he's missed four of his dinner dates with us on Wall Street. You know, so is he coming to town this year? You know, it's really hard to say. The last couple of days of last week, coming into the Christmas holiday weekend, we did see a little bit of a boost. I've often talked about the fact that the market is able to digest one headline at a time, whether it's been the inflation story or the taper story or the Federal Reserve story or the vaccine and the volatility story or whatnot. The market is able to not have a negative follow through on an ongoing basis. What we saw happen last week before the Christmas story, before Christmas holiday weekend, we saw sort of what I call the perfect storm. On the Friday after Thanksgiving, we saw multiple stories hit the market in a way. We saw the tapering story. We saw the interest rate story. We saw the new Omicron virus hit the market. And when this perfect storm hits, the market obviously gets a little bit fractured, gets a little bit anxious and whatnot. So I'm not sure. We're not sure if Santa Claus will show up this year. The last 2 days coming into the Christmas weekend, we did see a bit of a rally. We've sort of pushed the Omicron story, though it apparently is one of the most transmissible things we've ever seen. I know here in New York, it is actually clogging the hospitals We are seeing more hospitalizations. We are seeing an amazing transmissibility of the virus. Thank God it is not killing people, those who are not, who are vaccinated. So the story is still evolving. I'm hoping that Santa does show up into the end of the year, but we must note that the divergence between a market trading only 1 or 2% below its highs, and the fact that a majority of stocks in so many different sectors are trading at 52-week lows is kind of an odd story, guys. Let's be clear. If you look at a lot of the high flyers that were the favorites of COVID years, right, which are like the meme stocks or the Affirm, UPST, the DWAC, the CAR, the Kai stocks that got memeified, the stocks that were the flavor of the moment, Snow, and a number of other names that really went up with that fury of FOMO and hype and enthusiasm, have unfortunately retraced themselves in that same level of excitement and volatility. So the tech sector itself, the meme stocks per se, a lot of stocks that went up for no particular reason are coming down for no particular reason. What we are also seeing coming into the end of the year is, look, it's been a hard year. Some of the hedge funds did quite well, but a lot of people, you know, if they were not nimble, they gave back a lot of the profits they had mid-year by the end of the year, because we have seen a lot of sectors get badly hit, whether it's tech, whether it's energy, whether whatever it is. But it's important to know coming into the end of the year, a lot of mutual funds have had to sell their growth names to protect any kind of profits they had, to go to liquidate some of their accounts, and to go into cash. Apparently, from the research I've done, there is some fear of some of the, I can't think of the friggin' word. A lot of the funds are going into cash because people may want redemptions coming into the end of the year. And so we're seeing, you know, a lot of odd pieces of a puzzle moving around.
Peter, except of the Santa Claus rally, what do you expect of 2022? Can Wall Street hit new, you know, all-time highs?
Look, so what do we have on the agenda? You know, it's very funny. Opinions, I mean, I can't say it on TV, but we say opinions are like everybody has one. You know, there's an old saying. I think trading this market with opinions is a dangerous thing, and I've said it over and over again. It is one of the greatest testaments to technical analysis, that price action and technical analysis and risk management are the greatest defense against this kind of volatility, right? Having an opinion about a stock when it beats earnings and goes down 7%, or a Federal Reserve that talks about taper and talks about raising interest rates and the market goes up 70 handles, it is not your grandfather's stock market. The moves of this market are quite volatile. There are a lot of people who are calling for a 10% correction coming into the first quarter of 2022 in response to three interest rate raises that they've predicted for 2022, an accelerated tapering of the Federal Reserve and their buying program. You know what? I don't know how people can predict. We've just come through 18 months of the most unprecedented market we've ever seen. We're just coming off of 18 months of a stimulus package of $3 trillion thrown into the market in the eyes of an economic shutdown. We had a market that got back to even after the crash of March 22 in 3 months, and it's had double-digit growth since then, right? We have a tapering that is being pulled back quite severely over the next 6 to 8 months. We do have three interest rates coming into 2022. These are so many. Plus, we've got a virus that is now taking over the world once again. Though not a killer, is clearly going to have an effect on the reopening story, right? I mean, the spread, the transmissibility is clearly going to have an effect on casinos, on cruise lines, on airlines, on travel, on hospitality. There seems to be no question about it. Thank God it's not killing people, but it may have an effect on the first quarter. So how could some of these guys, I mean, look, Wall Street guys love to have an opinion. They love to come up with an idea that maybe they're going to be the first guy to call for the 10% correction and whatnot. But it's very hard for me to be able to predict what 2022 is going to look like. All I can say is I don't know, and that's an acceptable answer. We are going to have some challenges with the taper and with the raising of interest rates. I believe net-net, the market can absorb and can assimilate all of the information and all of the challenges that are thrown at it. History has proved it to us. So I think that, you know, whether Santa Claus is coming to town or whether we're going to see a nice rally coming into next year, 2022, we are going to have some bumps in the road. No question about it. There are still a lot of anxiety and unknowns coming into the first and second quarter of 2022. We don't know what it's going to bring. So net-net, history says the market will go higher over time. Whether I'm going to be able to predict that rally into the first or second quarter of 2022, it would be irresponsible for me, even though I am Einstein of Wall Street, to predict what the market's going to do.
Peter, what I'm interested in is just to get an experience or a feeling from you during the period between Christmas or after Christmas and New Year. What about the feeling on the floor? Is there any activity, or are the people already in a chill mode, or do you have stress in that time? I think this is a good, interesting question.
I love the question, and I've talked about it a lot on social media. I think the last 10 days, and I could go over them with you step by step, day by day, the volatility we've seen since the Friday after Thanksgiving when Omicron hit have been wild. I've seen bigger up days. I've seen bigger down days. But the Kanger, look, they're even coining a new phrase. Bull markets go up, bear markets go down. We are now in a kangaroo market. What does that mean? I mean, it is hopping from one day to the next. We saw the Friday after Thanksgiving down 900. The next Monday, we saw up 300, kind of a dead cat bounce. We came in on Tuesday with some new enthusiasm, fresh money coming into December, although we kind of fractured when Jay Powell went in front of Congress. We came back in on Wednesday, fresh money attempting to get the rally up. We were up 500 points. Jay Powell did not talk back his story about inflation being taken to the gravestone, and the market reversed 1,000 points. Yeah. We saw Thursday up 600. We saw Friday up 200. The next 2 days, we were up 1,700 points over 2 days. We recouped the losses, and we were at 36,000. And then we've seen a bit of a fracture over the last number of days coming in to the Christmas holiday and now coming into this week, coming into the end of the year. We've got hedge funds doing what they do, mutual funds doing what they do, possibility of redemption in companies and funds going into cash. We've got the Omicron virus sort of decimating the reopening tail in this last week of trading. You've got a lot of people posturing themselves coming into the end of the year, right? So there are so many moving parts. You and I will speak hopefully in a week after this to discuss how that year-end week happened. But I will say one thing, that this coming week, the last week of the year, will be choppy at best. I hope it's a good week. But you know what? For me, I don't mind when the market goes up and the market goes down. When we do see some consolidation, it tends to be healthy. The valuations have been a little bit frothy. I'm just an ever interested analyst of this market because I often say we've seen this movie before. And I'm not sure I've seen this movie before. The last 10 days have been volatile and crazy. And the next 4 to 5 days, the ending days of 2021, I believe are going to be interesting to analyze in retrospect.
Peter, I hope we will see a really good and healthy movie 2022. Guys, thank you so much for this year. I appreciate it a lot. I wish you all the best also for our audience. And thank you for everything, Peter and Salah.
You know what? It's been a pleasure. Salah is wonderful. Manuel, you are great. We've had a really good year, guys. What an exciting year for the three of us to be able to analyze a couple times a month from this market, hear from the floor, which is still the most relevant market in the world, with Salah, one of the brightest people out there in the industry, talking about the Mumidi bands, the charts of the week, and Manuel, the greatest moderator known to man, in my opinion. Happy holidays to everybody.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. Our next show is in January, on January 17th. So we will see each other again next year. All the best. Happy New Year and good luck in the markets. And thank you so much. This was the IG Trading Talk, the last one this year. If you want more information, check out IG.com. All the best.
Happy trading.
Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.